The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1195, Family Issues, Tension Between Your Parents and Your Spouse, by Dr. Laura Dabney of drldabney.com. Hello, everybody, and happy Friday. My name is Greg Audino, and I am your host and narrator, and I hope this week has treated you well so far. It's New Year's Eve, so obviously there's a lot to reflect on, as well as a lot to look forward to, I hope. I always love these transitions, and in them can be found a really great opportunity to get back to basics and center ourselves and our values. And I feel as though an article like the one we're going to read today helps you do just that. So I'm excited to get into this one. Let's dive right in and optimize your life. Family Issues, Tension Between Your Parents and Your Spouse, by Dr. Laura Dabney of drldabney.com. Should you choose your family or your relationship? How to resolve family issues between your parents and your spouse? Let me start with a story about a good guy trying to do right by the people he loved. Tony came from a great family and was happily married. Tony loved his parents and his siblings. He loved his wife and his kids. He was a lucky guy. So it drove him nuts that whenever he and his wife spent time with his family, they ended up fighting the entire drive home. She didn't like their comments about the kids or the gifts they gave or the unhealthy food. Whatever happened during the visit, his wife would find a way to be unhappy about it. Tony felt the pressure of what felt like family issues. He remembers finally yelling at her, overcome with rage. "It's so unfair. You actually make me dread spending time with them." He just wanted everyone to be happy. And more often than not, we're just like Tony. We want the best for the people we love. So why does his dilemma seem so impossible to resolve? The issue wasn't that Tony didn't love his parents or his wife enough. The issue wasn't that his wife was unreasonable. The problem wasn't even that his parents were at fault. The issue was that Tony wasn't prioritizing his marriage over his relationship with his family, which in return was causing the family issues. I see the same conflict play out every week in my practice. Regardless of the specifics of a situation, I tell my patients that to resolve this conflict, we must remember two truths. Number one, if we want to keep our marriage must always come first. And number two, we don't owe our parents anything. My patients can't help but argue with me. They say, "But Dr. Dabney, my parents did so much for me. I don't want to seem ungrateful. My parents are getting older. They need my help. I don't want to be mean. I don't want them to think I don't love them. They'll make me feel guilty. It's expected of me. That's just how things are in our family. They don't mean the things they say. My wife just misinterprets everything. And she just needs to suck it up." Yes, there may be some truth to all of these statements, but let's go back to the fundamentals. We can't be everywhere at once. It's not possible to make everyone happy. We can't live according to the rules of the past and expect to thrive in the present. We can't have one foot in our childhood and one foot in our marriage. This will set us up for family issues. We have to prioritize, and that may mean stepping into an uncomfortable zone with our family for the good of our marriage. As difficult as it may be to accept, we do not owe our parents anything. For better or worse, they did their job. Period. When we elect to have children, we, the adults, take on the responsibility for their care and safekeeping. It is not, however, a tit-for-tat agreement between parent and child. How can it be? The child is given no choice of parents, no choice of where or how they're raised. Parents assume the responsibility for bringing a child into adulthood. But the deal ends there. However we choose to act with our parents once we're adults is just that, a choice. We did, however, make significant promises to our spouse. We promised intimacy and faithfulness and longevity by saying, "This is it, I'm yours." We made a choice. Therefore, when we don't put him or her first, we are effectively saying, "I don't love you as much as I love my family." And that is being unfaithful, pure and simple. That's what happened in Tony's marriage. His wife hated how his parents and siblings felt free to share their opinions about the kids and their parenting. Even more, she was deeply hurt by Tony's refusal to stand up and stop it. One day she told him, "It's as if you care more about not wanting to upset your family than you care about how their comments make us feel." Tony was a good guy. He didn't want to be mean or seem ungrateful. Tony didn't want his wife to hurt. He didn't want to pick a fight with his parents. Yet ultimately, he didn't want to lose his marriage. Tony had to face up to his family, adult to adult, which he did, eventually. It wasn't comfortable. He did not enjoy it. But the fights with his wife stopped, and that felt infinitely better for both of them. You just listened to the post titled, "Family Issues, Tension Between Your Parents and Your Spouse," by Dr. Laura Dabney of drldabney.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow-knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And what a great read from Dr. Laura today. So incredibly important. And to me, it really pulls in questions of what commitments we have to ourselves and others alike. Because the two opposing forces, if you will, parents and spouse in this article, can be replaced by any other relationships very easily. And when we do this, we can remind ourselves of our own hierarchy. Do we ideally put our marriage ahead of our parents? Yes. Do we ideally put ourselves ahead of our parents? Yes. Do we ideally put our marriage ahead of our friends? Yes. We can get so clouded by certain attachments and obligations and what we feel others will tolerate that these lines can get muddy very quickly. It's certainly that way for me. You know, I have such a hard time putting myself and my own needs above the needs of most people I care about because I pride myself on being flexible so they can be kept happy. And sure, some of this is good, you know, going with the flow and considering the needs of others. But it also gets me in trouble because it clearly stems from some type of fear of abandonment if I were to upset the people that love me. And it makes it hard to make decisions only for me sometimes, which can clearly get in the way of growth. So do come back to this article if you find yourself losing sight of which relationships to prioritize. I know I will. That's it for this one, though, everyone. Again, what a good one. It hit home for me, and I hope it did for you, too. I'm going to get out of here for now, but thanks so much for joining, everyone, and do be sure to come on back tomorrow for the weekly Q&A episode. Okay, I'll see you next year, where your optimal life awaits.